Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Tyler, if you are interested in budgeting, I have a lot of books that I can recommend to you. I have apps that I can recommend to you. I have spent a lot of my life budgeting and preening my finances to the point where people think I am a masochist.
How about you just give them some money?
I could also just give you some money, if that's easier. Yeah, I don't know. I should have led with that. Yeah, a lot of the other stuff is like work and discipline, so I could just give you some money. Okay, cool.
I'll give you my responsibility.
It is Travis's turn. So, yeah, we're going to threaten you a little bit. So you just did this very big, cool move. We have the looming presence of a giant golden eagle in front of you, and I think he's going to turn around, and he's going to try and get you.
I did get an advantage on that as well. So I can use that for another blue on my next roll. Can I use it for a black on this one?
Yes, you absolutely can.
I would like to do that.
And you'll probably need to do that because this is a big, tough bird. He actually doesn't manage to get you, which is very cool. Very slick move that you managed to pull off there.
That freaking rocks.
Fuck yeah.
Casey, keep that in. It was a whisper.
So you can opt to either lose one speed or lose one endurance.
I'll lose one endurance.
Okay. The eagle like fans its wings a little bit and drops back. Like you can see this move coming a mile away. It's just going to try and rake at you with the talons. What do you do to like avoid it?
At me, it's going to try and rake at me or at the bird?
Both, kind of.
I think we're going to do a little bit of a barrel roll, probably.
Sweet. Oh, cool. So like you barrel roll up, like you're clinging on to both the banner and the bird at this point.
Yeah, I think we do a barrel roll and kind of knock the bird, as the bird's attacking, kind of knock it with the banner, like as we spin around.
Very, very, very good. So that's a rad turn for Travis. We're at Jonnet now.
I want to try and just like put more distance between the golden eagle and Travis. So I don't know if that would be necessarily an attack or a shield. I don't think it's a shield. I think it's an attack. I just want to get him off to like push him more out of the way.
Okay. We can do this as an attack. And this is either going to try and hit that bird's speed or endurance.
We'll
do that. Roll an attack. Okay. And you can decide to do a maneuver before this attack if you want. If you were to do a stunt to increase your speed, you could spend some of that newly gained speed to upgrade a die for this attack if you like.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do a stunt.
So you're at 7 right now,
yes.
And this would take your speed temporarily to 8. What's your maximum speed?
8.
How many speed do you want to spend on this attack?
2 speed.
Okay. This is going to be an average check because it's a big target.
Oh, that's what I like to see.
All right, so 2 successes and 2 threats.
Okay. This is going to take 2 endurance from you.
My endurance is 25.
Your endurance is 25?
Yep. Flea is an albatross, and those are notoriously long flyers. So. Wow. This is a big hit against this giant golden eagle. What does it look like?
So, Jonnet is going to essentially try and like fishtail him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to like try and curve up and around, get some speed, and just kind of like sideswipe at the back of the Golden Eagle. And by making that contact, he's going to try and throw him off and like disorient him on this like diagonal cross.
Very, very cool. This is a surprise hit, you can tell. The rider looks incensed. And this is the man that, you know, threatened you the other mm-hmm. night or made you this offer. So there's a moment of eye contact between you. How does Jonnet react to this person's anger?
The broker has like an emblem for his team, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
Halloween.
What's that?
Halloween.
Halloween. Yeah. So what happens is Jonnet comes through. He swipes at the back of the giant Golden Eagle. It like veers off to the right as Jonnet goes to the left. The rider kind of like looks at Jonnet. Jonnet looks at the rider. And then there's a, I'm going to say the emblem is like right above his like over his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so they look at each other and Jonnet makes like a box with his hands and like puts it right over the emblem and just like pumps it twice.
Oh, that rules.
Cool.
So, yeah, he's furious and he's already he already went for this turn. So that's him for sure. Victory's up there gaining speed. Now it is falling back to Gable's turn. Gable, what you doing in the riffraff and the raffle?
I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. So if a bird doesn't have a rider, does that mean it's automatically – like if
– So if the rider has – so a rider can be off of their bird. If they touch the ground, they are out.
Okay. I'm going to pull some shit. First, we're going to push.
What's the difficulty on that push you want? If this is an average check, two purple dice, that's going to add 2 plus your successes to your speed. If it's a hard check, it will add 4 plus your successes. And if you go daunting, it's 6 plus successes.
Measuring against strength?
Measuring against strength or grace, whichever is better for you.
I'm going to try for hard.
Oh, okay.
I want to get on top of aristocracy.
Perfect. So this is going to take 2 endurance. Now, you can upgrade your dice if you would like to by spending a point of endurance.
So that would be like 3 total points of endurance?
So that would be 3 total points of endurance to upgrade one of your greens to a yellow.
I'm fine with that. So then I'm down to 11 endurance.
Ooh. Oh, shoot.
3 advantages and a triumph.
Okay, so that is baseline. You are adding 5. You also get a free
over... I'm adding 5 to my speed?
You're adding 5 to your speed.
Do I have a... We have max speeds, though, right?
So if you exceed your max speed, it's just going to take
endurance.
Your bird
blows up.
Your bird does overheat and explode like in Star Wars.
No.
It's going to be taking endurance to maintain that.
Okay, so right now I'm at... 9 speed.
Now, yeah, you're at 9 speed. You get a free overtake action if you like.
I would like that.
You move right to the front of the pack, actually, with this.
Metatron moves to the front of the pack.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
What happens is that Metatron is going up and above, and Gable tied a rope down onto Metatron's foot. And is going to rappel down on top of aristocracy.
Holy crap! Yes!
Yeah.
Yes. This is great.
With the implication that they're quote-unquote falling, so it's not cheating if I end up falling on top of the rider.
Mm-hmm. I love this. Okay. So are you attacking the rider itself, or are you just falling onto the bird?
It's illegal to attack the rider, right?
It is illegal to attack the rider, and you do know that. That is one of the rules that you know.
I know that, but that might not be.
Gable knows that. So, did Gable forget a rule? Like, this is one of the rules that you guys actually managed to suss out of.
That you're not allowed, riders aren't allowed to attack riders.
Yeah. But if you were like, I mean, you could just like land on this bird to cause a bunch of problems.
I think so. I think I'm just going to land on the bird right behind the rider for aristocracy.
Can I have Gable roll a brawl, please?
Oh, Gable loves to do that. Brawl. Okay, against what?
Gosh, I'm going to say this is Let's just make this average. You're just falling on a thing, really. Yeah,
but also tied to my own bird, so.
Mm-hmm. You're a yo-yo.
It's fine.
You're a human yo-yo right
Bungee
now.
Bungee jumping, you know. That's fine. Nothing. That's fine. Nothing.
So I think that will affect aristocracy's speed, mm-hmm. But everything else
is just fine.
They'll be able to recover from that.
So Metatron's in the lead, and I'm like hooked by the waist to him.
Yes. Dang.
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking cool.
I think, yeah, so this is, yeah, you like, I think smack into the tail feathers of aristocracy.
Yeah.
There's a huge gasp from the crowd as this, you know, giant person tumbles down. Meanwhile, this bird like shoots in front, and you can see like Hildred pull her bird to the side, looking for you and following the line back to you. Like, I imagine you've got like part of the rope wrapped around your arm or...
Tied around my waist. How far are we from the next banner?
That's going to be next round. We're going to be doing that next banner.
Cool.
So, yeah, Hildred turns back to look at you, and there's I think a slight moment of eye contact between you two.
Gable, of course, winks.
And Gable, the and captain, then, winks.
Like, snaps the neck of the rider, and then they win everything. No.
So we are about to approach next round. This is going to be the third round. For spring, you're at the northern part of the city at this point, and you're going to be entering a very narrow passageway. For this, we're going to pull a luminary to see how fate affects this round. Who wants to decide what this round is going to be like for the group?
I will.
Yeah.
It is the whale.
Oh. So the whale's themes are revenge. So I think this is going to be a round where aristocracy has a blue die to everything they try to do to get back at you, savages.
Really?
Yeah. This is not going in your favor.
Cool. Great.
So first up is at the end of the round we got to do decoration. First up is going to be Travis for decoration.
How many?
Two. Let's see, Jonnet, what is your splendor?
My splendor, I believe it was threes.
So three, you get two of those.
And so we're trying to get one of each.
One of each, yeah. Right.
By feel.
Oh, there it is.
And, Jonathan's fully decorated. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Pretty boy.
Then, Gable, you also get two.
Why?
Because you are in the leader group now.
Okay. Ooh, I'm getting there too. I just need a Jordan almond.
Mm-hmm. It's very satisfying.
Almonds.
They fill you up, you know?
All right. We come to Dref for sideline actions.
Karaoke.
This is the third checkpoint or the
third
second?
Checkpoint.
Okay, so third checkpoint, what I want to do is have a little bit of mechanical subterfuge.
Woo!
So what is the mechanism by which the banner is hanging?
I think it is... It's a particular sailor's knot that will release pretty easily once a bird has grabbed it.
Gotcha. But where is that? Is that hanging from like a bar?
Big pole, like sitting up in the air, and it's tied to the pole.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So I would like to do some sort of structural sabotage for the pole.
Ooh.
So that when the birds come towards, you know, the banner to grab the pole starts falling towards the birds. So that eventually what I want to happen is the pole is aiming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, let's have it fall away from the birds so that it's on is it on a bridge or...
There's like towers at the four corners of the city, and it's like on one of those towers.
Gotcha. So it's going to be like breaking in a way that it'll hang off of the tower, hopefully if this goes well, in a way that it'll hang off of the towers so that people will have to get much closer to the tower to try to grab the banner.
I love this. I think you're going to need a couple of strong, sturdy lads to do this. So I'm going to say this is a Wendell slam joint.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So... And what's the difficulty of this check?
Difficulty, I think this is going to be a hard check because...
Is that three?
That is three.
Okay.
That's fine.
Because they need to not get caught. If they get caught, this could be disastrous.
Gotcha. If they get caught, which they do not. So that is, in terms of successes, it's just a triumph. And in terms of threats, it's one threat.
Okay.
So it's a triumph with one threat.
This is interesting. I think you do not get caught by like any officials that happen to be there. I think this is a matter of Wendell and Slam like choking out some guards that were around this point so that they can physically shake this pole.
Okay, cool.
But Dref, like as he's watching this operation, he sees a spotter who's dressed in a Red Feather Syndicate like coat who has clearly seen this and appears to be rushing along the wall.
Interesting.
Now, you have signal flags. You can signal to the rest of the crew to do whatever, but...
Yes, I think that one of the things that, like, Spit is looking out for from our, like, signaling place is other people catching us cheating. Not so much, like, paying attention to what is going on in the race, but people, like, paying attention to what we're paying attention
to. All right, this is too complicated for us to learn the rules and meaningfully help out. So we just want to make sure we don't get caught.
Exactly. I think that we're going to try to signal the crew that to take out the runner.
Okay, cool. I think this is a Nodo's job then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is a Nodo's job.
So, yeah, I think...
This crime never sleeps.
Spinoff.
Nodo's Crime Never Sleeps. Coming to CBS.
CBS All Access.
Yeah, please. Nodo's is going to follow this guy, and we'll catch up with that next round. Now, I think this is going to upgrade twice any opponent trying to grab the flag. Hildred is actually not first. First, Gable, you have the right to grab this flag first.
Yeah.
but I won't.
But I don't know, but I will.
And you're dangling off this bird. Jesus.
Well, like, there's a tie. It's like...
You're tied to it, but you're still dangling in the air.
No, on top of... I'm on the bird. Oh, no, I...
So you dive bombed like the tail feathers of Aristocracy. Are you clinging to Aristocracy's feathers?
Oh, I forgot that I failed that roll. Cool. I have an idea. How close behind is Victory and Aristocracy to Metatron?
Victory is in between Gable and Metatron. So like this is a very close, almost neck and neck race.
Okay. Gable's going to signal Metatron to stop stock still.
Okay.
So either Victory or Aristocracy will run into it. And so with that stoppage in speed, Gable will swing up to the banner.
Okay. So I'm going to need an athletics check from Gable.
Okay.
And then we'll roll an attack for Metatron.
Jeepers creepers.
You can decide for your athlete whether you want to... This will take you down to your maximum speed instead of your above maximum.
Well, I'm at 9 now, so it would kill Metatron to keep on going this fast.
Yeah. You're at 9 speed. What is your maximum speed?
It was 6.
6? Okay. Yeah. So you're not at double your maximum speed, which is good. It's one endurance just at the top of this round.
Oh, there we go.
So that's 3 green. 3 green. So you can decide whether you want to add speed to upgrade those. Or whether you want it to add to an attack that you'd be doing against Aristocracy and Victory.
I probably would want to add it to the attack. So, like, whether or not I get the banner is fine or whatever. So this is versus hard?
So, yeah, this is going to be hard.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Actually.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I did it.
You did it.
Holy shit. With a lot of threats, but yeah.
So you grab the banner...
Metatron needs to stop first and then like Gable swings up
roll a blue die because you are being aided by Slam and
it's blank.
Okay.
Didn't do anything.
Yep. Cool. So you grab this banner. Let me make the banner for you real quick.
Make me my banner.
Boom. All right.
This is some hot nonsense. And then I want to do the Metatron's attack on Victory.
Yeah. So roll this attack. This is going to be a daunting attack.
Okay.
Using either your grace or your strength. But you do have a lot of speed to upgrade with.
Three, four, five.
Well, so then, no, upgrading.
Well, no, this is my strength is five, so I'm like using that to do the math.
So, and you had three surplus speed, so that's going to be taking away three of those green and replacing them with a yellow.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut down all my speed here.
Yes.
Okay. Why is anyone even in this race? Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Okay. We have three successes and a triumph.
Okay.
Fuck me. Wow.
Three successes and a triumph.
And so that takes my speed down to regular.
Mm-hmm. So this is huge, a huge hit against aristocracy for sure. Like aristocracy has a ton of endurance. It's a very big, very tough bird. It's agile too. So like you fan back, it swerves to avoid and slams directly into the pole.
Yes.
There is a massive cracking sound.
Oh no, I heard the bird.
This bird like lets out an eagle cry in pain, which is actually like normally eagle cries are like kind of a squeak, but this is very big, so it's like a very deep squeak in pain. The choice here that's actually interesting is going to be for Victory. Victory is very fast and agile and doesn't have a ton of endurance, but she doesn't exactly want to trade her speed too much here. So I think she's going to take two from her speed, drop down to seven speed, and take six damage to her endurance, which is huge. Wow.
Yeah, don't fuck with me.
I think Victory sort of like flattens up and like kind of barrel rolls away and then also has to fan out. Like there are some feathers that stream off, and you can see Hildred on the back of Victory, like kind of petting its neck, comforting it as they roll into this turn. And you can see like Hildred's legs completely leave the bird. She's only connected by holding on to the saddle. This movement was so severe, but they managed to dart around and actually continue to follow.
All right. I assume that puts like all three of us like slowed up quite a bit.
You've slowed up quite a bit, but unless somebody overtakes you,
no one's overtaking us after that.
I mean, they haven't taken their turns yet.
What?
So
what?
Victory is going to actually just take two stunts to increase their speed. So Victory manages to go into a dive and then like kind of flatten out as they move past the turn, and they've almost fully recovered their speed, but it is very clear that the bird is rattled. Aristocracy, on the other hand, is out for blood. And this round's theme is revenge.
Cool.
So they're going to go after Gable and Metatron.
Oh, really? That's him?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
They have a blue die to this, and this is an attack. Oof. Okay, so you've got 8 damage coming at you, Gable. You
Me can Gable or bird?
Bird. Okay. So
bird
you
Gable.
Spread you spread this between your speed and your endurance however you like. But what happens? Aristocracy, like there is, I think Gable is like slowly climbing up this rope.
Jesus. Yeah.
And you can see this shadow loom overhead. As you can see, Aristocracy has beat its powerful wings to move above Metatron, and it goes into a soft dive, and its claws just kind of rake across Metatron's back. Mm-hmm. Your saddle is gone. It's a good thing that you mentioned that rope was tied to your bird's leg. Yep. Otherwise, you might have been completely lifted off the creature.
Nope.
But Metatron was seriously hit. Where is this damage going?
Okay. I only took one out of speed and took the rest out of endurance, so my endurance is at 4. Not great. God, where is it? We just rounded a corner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Metatron's very good at banking. Mm-hmm. I think they just slam into the wall.
Okay. Yeah, so Metatron takes a big hit.
A big hit.
Slams into the wall, and Aristocracy does an overtake action and manages to overtake Gable. Victory is still moving faster than Aristocracy, so Aristocracy is not going to be able to overtake
that. What's Aristocracy's damage look like right now?
Aristocracy is pretty hurt. Like, okay. Over half of their endurance has been hit at this point.
I think it's time to not do anything.
Travis, it is your turn.
Okay. I would like to. So do I have to get ahead of Gable, do I have to overtake them?
You will have to do an overtake action to move ahead of anybody. And what is your speed currently?
That's just
five.
Five. And Gable, what's your speed?
Five.
Okay. So yeah, you'll need to increase your speed anyway.
I'm gonna try to push again.
What are you pushing at? Are you going for daunting again? Are you going for hard? Or are you going for average?
I'll do hard.
Okay. Are you going to be spending any endurance to increase to upgrade your dice? So you have to spend two endurance no matter what, but you can spend 1 point of endurance for 1 point of upgrade.
Yes. Do I still get a blue for being a bird?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a blue for being a bird.
Okay. Yeah, I'll upgrade one.
You'll upgrade one? Okay. So give me one of those green. Place it with the yellow.
That is...
I think you got it.
Two successes. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Two successes. So that is going to add six to your speed.
Six?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What is your top speed, by the way?
Nine.
And okay. So not bad, because your current speed is...
It was five.
What's your current speed, though, now, after the push?
Well, 11. Can 11. I go over my top
you speed? You can. You can go over your top speed. It's just going to cost 1 point of endurance every round you're moving over your top speed. But there aren't that many rounds left in this thing.
All right.
That's your push. What does it look like as you gather speed?
So I think that after the first try, Travis kind of knows how to handle this bird now. Mm-hmm. So I think before he was maybe trying to get the bird to flap its wings too fast, which kind of just freaked it out.
Yeah.
So instead it's just really long, long, like, strides.
Got it.
So it's not many, but they're just huge and powerful.
I think, God, I love Travis. He's a tremendous heel. So I think there is a low swoop over the audience as you do these long, slow flaps. And it actually sends people, like, flattening them to the ground. Boom, boom, boom. And then it folds in its wings for, like, a climbing dive as you – are you going to do your overtake?
Yes.
Okay. So Travis overtakes to the front. You are currently the fastest bird.
You are the fastest bird. Goodbye.
Hello.
You are moving above your maximum speed, though.
That's okay.
So this is going to be hard on the bird, but yeah. Like the announcer goes, and Ferdinand takes the lead with an impressive climb
with Travis.
No one hears you.
Hey heroes, it's James, your game master. Welcome to the mid-roll. I sure hope everyone is enjoying this race. I am sure everybody noticed the parts where I had to dub over the fact that I forgot Wendell's name. I have done that a lot recently. I want everybody to send love and appreciation to Casey Tony for editing this week's episode. Computer problems made it really difficult for him, but he pulled through and he got the episode together on time. Casey, we appreciate you so, so much. Speaking of love and appreciation, Gen Con is coming up, and one of the events at Gen Con is the Ennies. It's an RPG award show, and a one-shot network show is nominated this year. Agatha Chang and Daniel Kwan are up for Asians Represent, and they need your support. The Enny nominees are decided by judges, but the actual Enny award is voted on by the public, and you can contribute. Just head to bit.ly/2019represent, which brings up voting for the Ennies. Then head to Best Podcast and choose Asians Represent for your number one slot. Folks, Ken and Robin Talk About Stuff has won Best Podcast at the Ennies for too many years in a row. I think it's time for them to step aside, and I would really love for them to step aside for a show that is hosted by people of color. Ken, Robin, I love you. It's time to lose. And remember, the only way we can do this is if you go and vote, so head to bit.ly/2019represent. And since we're talking about Gen Con, I want to remind everybody that we're doing a live show for Skyjacks there. Liz, Johnny, and Tyler are all going to be there, and we're going to have a live musical performance by Dan the Bard, playing some of your favorite Arnie Parrott Skyjacks tunes. You can get tickets by heading to the events section of the Gen Con website and searching for One Shot Podcast. There, you'll be able to find the campaign live show, along with all of the wonderful programs we're running at Gen Con this year. The only event you won't be able to find is the official, unofficial one-shot meetup, which is going to be taking place in the free play area of the JW Marriott at 6:30 p.m. on Saturday, shortly after we end the Skyjacks live show. Keep your eyes glued to the campaign Twitter and my personal Twitter for updates on that location. It's definitely going to be in the JW free play area, but we might have more specific room locations soon. Before we get back in the sky, I want to take a quick moment and thank some of our backers on Patreon. These folks make Skyjacks possible through their monetary support. Crystal Stevens, thank you so much. Amy Tombleson, thank you. Peridot Rose, thank you very much. Quentin Pongratz, thank you. Jonas Kaczynski, thank you so much. Trevor, thank you very much. John R. Sanderson, thank you so much. Mark Griffin, thank you. Ian Mitchell, thank you so much. Mark Christus, thank you very much. Andrew Sizemore, thank you so much, Andrew. Hayden Mark Sutherland, thank you very much. Cole Minton, thank you. Jeffrey Goo, thank you so much. Christopher Cook, thank you very much. Megan LeMay, thank you. Richard B. Chomph, thank you so much. Sounds like crows.
Caw, caw.
Thank you very much. And Laura Glendinning, thank you so much for your support. Thanks again to all of our backers on Patreon. This show would not be possible without you. As a reminder, backing the Patreon also gets you access to exclusive rewards, like at $5 a month, access to the One Shot Secret Archive, which is full of unaired bonus material. And that includes material for campaign. If you can't support us monetarily, but you still want bonus content, you can always head to bit.ly/skyjackscrew and sign up for the Skyjacks mailing list. There we give you sneak peeks of official Skyjacks art, setting tidbits, and first notice information about things like the upcoming Skyjacks soundtrack album. If you love Skyjacks, you need to be on that list.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, with all of that out of the way, let's get back in the sky. Okay, that comes to Jonnet.
Who's in front of me?
Nimbus is currently in front of you.
Okay. I'm just going to push. Like, I feel like I've got my four. We're in a good place. I don't need to be first. I'm just going to push ahead and just gain a little bit of speed.
All right.
I'm going to do an average push.
Okay. So that's two purple against either your strength or your grace.
We're definitely doing strength. So then that's going to be a failure with one advantage.
Failure with one advantage. Okay. Huh. So I think that just costs two strain for you as you try to push but don't actually manage to do it. Are you going to do anything else? You do still have a maneuver. If you're after speed, you can do a stunt.
Yeah. I think we're going into wind. No, spring?
You're going after you just grabbed the spring banner was just grabbed by Gable, so summer is going to be next.
Okay. There is absolutely no reason to do this, but so this is in this hard right that we have to take going into the coming out of the spring checkpoint. Jonnet wants to wall run with his bird.
Oh, yes.
So he wants to come in hard on like the edge of the wall and like where the stands are. And this is going to be a stunt for he's going to. Just get some more favor. He's going to try and get some speed, and he's going to try and get the bird to just start running alongside.
Oh, the bird running. Okay, yeah, good. Yeah. I was about to say, John, it's about to disqualify himself.
In a perfect world, he wants the bird to, like, stretch out its wing and, like, be pretty like.
So this sounds like
Tyler,
a posture.
Have you been enjoying playing Spider-Man?
I don't know what you mean.
Peter B. Parker's there, but he's unconscious.
And then he jumps on top of a moving vehicle and punches out the driver.
What's up, Danger? So, yeah, that sounds like a posture. I really like the description for that. So I would like you to take +3 to your Splenda for this round.
+3 to that Splenda.
All right. And speaking of Splenda.
It's good that you've gotten into props, James.
I think prop comedy is where I'm meant to be. So what is your current Splendor?
So my current Splendor's sitting at a 6.
6? Okay. I'm going to give you first pick. You get 2 of those, followed by Travis. You get 2.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
Got it. All right.
There it is.
And Gable, you still managed to get 1.
Why?
Because you're in the leader group.
Oh.
Even if you, like, so no matter what.
Damn it.
Even if you don't want them, the laser just like falling over your neck perfectly.
Okay, so we are entering the fourth checkpoint. What do you got for us here, Dref?
So everyone, so far things have been pretty innocuous. The last one was pretty noticeable that the post fell down.
Yeah.
And so I think that people are going to be on a higher alert. Dref anticipated this, which is why they're not cheating at all in the fourth checkpoint.
Are you going to be doing anything else to assist the team?
So the we can do like some spotting actions, I guess.
Yeah.
But really, what we want to do here is make sure that. You know what we'd like to follow? Can we follow Nodos as he takes out that runner?
Oh yeah, we should do that. So there is a Red Feather Syndicate soldier who is running towards like a referee. They're not like I think they're on a lower staircase on this upper wall because there are so many areas of the wall itself that are blocked off for private viewing boxes and whatnot. They have to move around to get to a referee. They've got the winter team insignia that Aristocracy's rider has, and they're moving towards this referee, but Nodos is stalking them. JPC, I want you to roll an attack for Nodos. I think they've got 2 greens and a yellow on this.
Okay.
I think this is hard because they're also trying to make this attack subtle.
Gotcha.
Is there any other flavor that you want to add to this? Because technically you're controlling Nodos right now.
So Nodos is not trying to kill this person. I think that Nodos has like a cudgel. And I think that we knew where the referees were stationed, so we weren't trying to prevent people from hitting. We weren't trying to like stop people. We were trying to stop people from getting to the referees.
Gotcha.
So I think Nodos is already ahead of this person and is waiting for this person to pass. And so I think what's going to happen is Nodos is going to when this person is trying to pass, Nodos is basically going to like jostle around in the crowd and kind of accidentally, big air quotes and a captain wink, cudgel this person in the head.
I love it. Roll it.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see what Nodos does. Ooh, Daddy Nodos. Ooh, Daddy Nodos. Daddy Nodos gets a triumph and an advantage.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Well, we were already doing Spider-Verse riffs, so I think this person, like, rounds the corner as What's Up Danger is playing. And Nodos, like, just kind of holds up an arm. I think it's like, you know, one of those police batons or a tomfa type thing, just like holds up an arm and it's like, bam, splashes across the screen.
Yeah, yes.
As this person falls on their back.
Is this like we're going into the home stretch right now?
So this is the final checkpoint before the home stretch. The home stretch will have 2 rounds of you like jostling and then that'll be it. entering this round, Travis is in the lead. You have the potential for Ferdinand to try and grab this banner.
Yeah, let's do it.
So is that...
And you're moving currently above your top speed, right?
Yes.
So that will take one endurance from you right out the gate.
Okay. Okay. What is the speed of victory right now?
Victory's speed is at 9.
Okay. So to grab, what would the action be?
To grab the banner, that would be a seize. Grabbing an object or person with talons.
Okay. I will do that.
All right. So roll a seize. This is going to pull from your grace. You cannot seize with strength. The difficulty on this is going to be hard. You are moving above your top speed, so there's also a black die to it. Now, you can spend speed to upgrade your dice for this, if you'd like.
So I'll be grabbing this with my hand.
Okay.
Because the bird can't.
The bird can use its beak.
Mm-hmm. I don't trust that.
Okay. If you're grabbing this with your hand, you'd be using one of your stats instead of the bird's stat.
Okay.
But upgrading would work the same.
What would that be?
Athletics would be the normal thing, but you can try and, you know, argue me into another one.
Well, it sure ain't going to be athletics. Coordination, perhaps?
Oh, coordination, definitely.
Then, Daddy, this is coordination.
Oh, Daddy.
All right. Roll it up. I think you did succeed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Success with one threat.
Excellent. The summer banner is yours. You've got two banners right now.
We have three.
Yeah, that's right. The team has three, and Travis has two.
Jeebus.
I think Victory is going to take a risk here.
Okay.
A pretty considerable risk, and Victory is going to push.
Good luck.
Pushing is not too bad.
At Victory's current endurance, it is.
Oh. Hey, yes, sir.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they don't have it. So they don't gain the speed, but they do have a ton of advantages. Five advantages.
Jeez.
So Victory is going to use its other action to surrender. It's just going to move back one space, surrendering some space to Aristocracy. And instead of gaining speed from this, they are going to get endurance back. So Victory seems to have collected themselves after getting jostled pretty hard in previous rounds. Aristocracy is going to go. Aristocracy
is going to attack, probably.
Yeah, it's probably just going to keep attacking because he's a big jerk.
Well, we'll see if Gable passes.
Okay. So two successes. So you've got 6 damage coming at you.
And if my endurance gets to 0, then it's...
If your endurance gets to 0, you're going to be grounded. Any accumulated points will still count for you. And I believe the banner will be taken
away.
Will still be yours.
Okay. So 6 total. All right.
Yeah, 6 total. But you can also take that from your speed. So.
Okay. My speed is 2. My endurance is 1.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still going.
All right.
Next.
Heck yeah. It is your turn, Gable.
Okay. I'm taking Aristocracy out of the race.
Hell yes. How are you going to do it?
I'm going to attack. I want to do an attack that's kind of like everything I've got.
Okay.
I'm going to use all my speed. Well, basically anything that I can do to upgrade, because my strength's already at 5. Like, these things are probably going to be
fine. What is your current speed?
My current speed's 2.
2. Okay. So yeah, you would do this. This is automatically going to take, like, if you spend all of your speed, it will automatically drop you down to the follow group, but that is fine, you know.
Well, yeah, I plan for this attack to take me basically out of the race.
Are you going to be spending all your endurance on it as well?
I only have 1 endurance.
Okay, so you can't really spend that. No. All right.
So like, this is just, I'll roll it first and we'll see what happens, but I have an idea of what.
Cool. Well, roll it. You're going to upgrade twice because you're spending 2 speed.
2, 3.
No matter what, you're going to at least 5, be dropping there.
4 successes and 2 advantages.
All right. And what is your strength?
My strength is 5.
Holy shit. Yeah. You're going to take Aristocracy totally out.
We can see the finish line. Gable gets back up, is only tied and is basically holding on to feathers on the back of Metatron. Gets pace, holds on for one last ditch effort, and tries to swoop in to victory to what they think is going to be just an attack on the body, but instead swoops just underneath and grabs Aristocracy by the talons and spins us both out.
Ooh, that rules. Yeah. And you go careening, I think, into, like, there's some netting that has been set up, you know, in case a rider should fall. Yeah. There's this netting, and you both go careening off into that. The crowd is cheering massively. And it appears that the Metatron has spun into Aristocracy, taking them both out of the race. This is IRPR, ladies and gentlemen. This is IRPR.
Although my speed is zero, but my endurance is still one, so I think I'm still, like, technically flying.
You are technically flying. You've got no speed, so you are dropping back to the follow group.
Yeah.
But you're in the air.
We're in the air, so, like, basically we just spun them down to the ground, and then we're just sort of, like, floating right now.
Okay.
You, like, pull out right at the last minute.
So here's the thing. You did get two advantages. Mm-hmm. Do you want to try and grab that banner?
Are we close?
So, I mean, you slammed into them. So you're not close to the banner. What I mean
grab their banner that they got?
Yeah. He's still got this banner. Aristocracy still has a banner.
Yes, I would like that very much.
Okay, so... For that, I am going to need either a coordination or an athletics roll from Gable. That's kind of what these two advantages are.
I'm a big bruiser.
I mean, you're good at athletics. It's green dice. You're not trained in it. But
coordination, like, yeah. It's athletics. All right. Against what?
This is going to be a hard check. Because, like, your birds are tumbling together in the air as you're trying to grab this.
It would be cool if it did, but...
just move that, yeah. Oofa doofa. So I don't think you managed to do it.
You're cool, like, though.
It's too much. Like, you lift an arm to try and reach for it, mm-hmm. but you realize that now, as your legs and arms are really the only things keeping you on this bird because you don't have a saddle anymore.
Yeah. Strength of
will. You will get thrown off this bird.
Absolutely.
So you don't do it, and you're still flying, but basically limping along.
Yeah. And so, friends, have fun. Yeah.
Okay. So next up is going to be Jonnet.
Who's in front of me again?
So Nimbus, Victory, and Ferdinand are the only riders in front of you. Bills, and Gaston have advanced, and they're going to be behind you in the leader group.
Dope. I'm pushing hard. I want to push hard mm-hmm. to the front of this pack, and I'm going to do a daunting push. I'm going to use my blue die, and we're going to see what happens.
Alrighty.
Dope.
Are you spending any endurance to upgrade?
Yeah, I got endurance to spare.
Yeah, do it.
How much endurance to upgrade?
So for the first one, it will be one endurance, uh-huh. and then two for each after. Okay. So,
and we don't, like, have a lot of time left in this. Yeah.
I'm gonna upgrade two.
So two, that'll be three plus the initial, so it'll cost five total.
And then to do another one would just be...
Would be another two more, so that would be seven endurance overall.
Great, yeah.
Another yellow.
Yeah, and one
it's
more
a
yellow.
Big push. But you will need this.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And are you using that spare blue die?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Okay. Make this interesting.
Oh, fuck.
Too interesting.
Oh, that's a waste of a yellow die. So that is a success.
Yes.
And two threats.
Okay. You're going to have a black die to the next thing you do.
Fair.
But you did succeed, and you did the daunting, so you get 7 total speed.
Okay. So then, now, because I did do a push earlier, but that was temporary. So right now, I'm cruising at an 11.
No, pushes are never temporary. Pushes always are permanent.
Okay. Well, then. Flea is breaking apart at breakneck speed.
What is your
because of my
speed?
So it was at 7,
mm-hmm.
and with all of those
add-ons, another 7. That's a 14. Right?
Yeah, that's a 14.
Jesus.
What is your top speed?
So my top speed is an 8.
Okay, so you're not at double your top speed right now. Oh, you don't move forward yet because we don't know what your other action is. But yeah, so it is still going to just be 1 endurance to maintain this speed.
For great.
You, which is great. This is a perfect position to be in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do for your maneuver? Are you going to overtake?
Yes, I'm going to overtake.
All right. No one is moving that fast, so you jump right to the front. And unexpectedly, Flea manages to push past all competitors and has a commanding lead headed into the home stretch.
Jonnet is... He was like, all right, before he does that, he's like, all right, Flea, let's make this interesting. He does like a kick and then like is totally blown away with how much like power Flea puts into it. And as he's going further and further, he's getting closer and closer to like Flea's neck, just like hugging him even tighter and tighter to try and get in that pocket, that aerodynamic.
I think you have to do that because you are in danger of being blown completely free of the bird right now, too.
So now it's just like you see Flea's feathers in slightly in front of Jonnet's new goggles.
Oh, rad, yeah.
Does Jonnet pass anybody?
Jonnet passes everybody. Jonnet is currently in the lead.
And Jonnet, is there any opportunity in there, and you tell me, I don't want to step over the line, for you to say Flea's nuts as you're passing people, or...
He's up!
The answer is yes. Yeah.
Ample and frequent.
That rules. Scotty Jackson. All right, we once again return to the long line of prospective applicants for the Uhuru. We see a gentleman with blonde, spiky hair and big, nasty muscles step out of the line and dramatically slam his headshot and resume down on the table. When he does that, there's a very tight close-up of his hand, and there are a lot of action lines as he slams it down. The next shot we have is a silhouette of him with his beautiful blonde spiky hair blowing in the wind, and there's just a flowing headband behind that, making him look very cool and dramatic.
Jonnet is into this. Yeah. Well, hello there, sir. you seem like you're ready for adventure.
I am indeed ready for adventure.
Jesus.
Oh, yes. I see you have a lot of weaponry on you. I believe that you are combat ready.
Let's slow down there just a little bit.
Okay, right. We don't even know names yet. I like you.
I am Ampler, Anchors to my friends. And of course, my last name is Blundersteam.
So what's the full name again?
That is Ampler Anchors Blundersteam. But you can call me Anchors, because we're friends.
We're friends.
out of curiosity, what's the anchors part from?
It's because of these cool tattoos.
And he flexes and his shirt pops open and you can see 2 anchor tattoos.
That's so cool.
Your muscles are disgusting. They're
yes, they're nasty.
They're gross. I would call them.
I don't even know exactly how to. I can't put my finger on what makes them so
gross.
Don't touch
but
them. I wouldn't. I, put your
well,
finger
no,
anywhere
certainly
near
not.
Those
it's like
things.
A wire. If a wire was dirty,
It's like later in life, Tom Cruise muscles.
Ooh,
that's the
yes.
syndrome I have.
It's like someone shoved wet laundry underneath your skin.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Tom Cruise looks like now.
But specifically the laundry from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory that Charlie's mom is doing with that big spoon.
Spoon in a little pail, and it's just making it all dirtier.
It's laundry soup.
Mm. It's been difficult growing up with this syndrome, but I've learned to work it to my advantage.
Yes, you have, Anchors. All right, let's just dive into this, man. What do you feel like you would bring to the Uhuru? Because you're bringing in a lot already.
What about some of this?
We get several quick jump cuts to different angles of his body, and like a final one that goes with a shing. That's just him standing in front of the sun, throwing up a peace sign.
Excuse me, Stanley. You're our cameraman. You work for us. Do not just go off on your own tangents.
I just got swept up in the moment.
Stanley, just all we want is a video recording. We don't need any of your creative.
It just felt like he was putting it out. I was just picking up what he was putting
down. How many prime
lenses
are you using right now?
Is no one even looking at the monitor? There's a boom in the shot.
I brought these lenses from home.
All right. Aesthetically, I understand, but that...
Do you?
I guess. I know it's not for me. I know a lot of people enjoy it. But, Anchors, that was just posing. What would you do for the ship?
Exactly that. What does every pirate crew need?
Fighters.
Guns.
Food.
A crew.
Of fighters.
Every crew needs a crew.
Right, and we...
And to do that, you need a big picture action shot with a lot of interesting looking background characters.
Oh, fighting.
Okay. I don't know enough about what constitutes a crew to be able to deny that claim.
That's true.
I don't think you're entirely wrong, but I also don't think you're exactly correct.
Picture
and it just
this.
Might be a lunatic you're looking for.
Picture this. A J-pop metal
what are
song.
These words? What?
A J-pop metal song. Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I'm I follow.
Now
I'm
we see the lost. Crew of the Uhuru running. Then a quick shot of Gable holding a rose, looking up at the sky. Then a quick shot of a bunch of feathers. We see Travis also holding a rose, surrounded by rose petals.
Stanley, stop writing this down.
Then we see Jonnet in the crow's nest, looking out over the sky.
Fighting?
Staring at his destiny, perhaps?
No, just staring.
What? Stop fighting.
We cut to a darker part of the J-pop metal cover as we see Dref doing his dark machinations in a creepy basement on the ship, I guess.
How does he know all of our names?
That's exactly how does he know?
I research my employers. Finally, we see a big group shot of the whole crew. And who's that in the background Ooh. Looking mildly interesting but not taking up too much of the camera space?
Ooh. Slam.
That's Anchors.
Oh, you. You're in the last what? Shot?
Oh, I had my LinkedIn on public.
Well, that's the thing is...
Someone
if
made
you,
me
if
a
you,
LinkedIn.
If I you did. Want I to made see, everyone LinkedIn.
If you want to see who's looking at your profile, you do have to make see, it
public. You listed public. Me as a copywriter.
Look, there was a group discount if everyone on the ship gets a LinkedIn.
Oh, I'm endorsed for social media.
LinkedIn is what?
LinkedIn is free.
I'm ruined! I spent so much on LinkedIn profiles. Oh, Dref.
Oh, that's it. Campaign Skyjacks is a one-shot network production. For more information, be sure to follow us on Twitter at @CampaignPod for updates about live shows and other events we might be doing. You can find more great gaming shows over at oneshotpodcast.com. In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system,
which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more. Jonnet Kessler was played by Tyler Davis, who can be found on Twitter at Tyler A. Dave, on main stage with Second City, or at I.O. with Devil's Daughter. Gable was played by Liz Anderson, who can be found on Twitter at @LizAnderson_... or at Comedy Sports Chicago with the One Woman No Show. Travis Madigo was played by Johnny O'Mara, who can be found on Twitter at @JohnnyInBriefs or on his podcast, Dilettante Ball. Dref Wormwood was played by John Patrick Cohen, who can be found on Twitter at @JPSoFly, on stage at I.O. with Devil's Daughter, or on his podcast, Hey Riddle Riddle. I am James D'Amato, your host and game master. You can find me on Twitter at OneShotRPG or on my other podcast, One Shot. The original music featured in this production was composed and performed by Arnie Parrott. You can find Arnie on Twitter at @ArniePArrott. And you can find more of his work at atptunes.com. This episode was edited by Casey Tony, who can be found on Twitter at Casey Pony, spelled CaseyPoney, or on his own podcast, Neoscum. Our logo was designed by Fiona Shea, who can be found on Twitter at Fiona Pup. The world of Sphere was inspired in part by the music of the Decemberists and the card game Illimat, property of Together Studios. The role-playing game used for this production is a modified version of the Genesis role-playing system published by Fantasy Flight Games. There are no kings. Take flight, heroes.
Health to the strangers who've ever been kind, and once for our friends ne'er to rise. Twice to the dearest we're leaving behind, who know we can never deny. The call of the sky.
Sirius XM is calling me. I should probably take this.
Yeah, but take. You want to answer that, Johnny?
It's
real quick?
It's a yeah. Shock jock.
This is Johnny.
Hello. Good morning. My name is calling from Sirius XM. This call may be recorded for quality assurance.
I'm aware. Sorry.
Do I have your permission to continue with the call?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. I'm calling about your SiriusXM trial and your 2017 Nissan, which will be ending on the 9th of next month. How have you been enjoying it?
Honestly, I haven't been using it at all.
Well, what I can do, sir, is I can give you a little bit more time to listen to it and find channels that you love. I can extend that all-access package that's in your trial now, and I can give you 3 more months for just $2.
The irony of SiriusXM calling a podcast, the free thing that has replaced their entire ship.
No, thanks. I think I'm fine with it ending on the 9th.
Because podcasts exist.
Okay, sir, if we could be any further assistance, you are ready to renew your service, please.
But Andy Richter.
Thank you. You too.
Andy Richter can get a podcast.
I thought it was going to be Howard Stern.
What if at the end of that call she was like, "Thank you so much for this call, Baba Booey, Baba Booey."
This is a really abstract prank where I have a pretty much completely normal phone call, but I am here to let you know that that customer service representative did have their tits out the whole time.
A very non-committal sales pitch that I backed off of immediately. Enjoy your day, bitch.
That's how it works. I was there. You know I used to work for them, right?
Really?
What?
Did you?
I was an intern for the Howard Stern Show.
Did you live in New York when you did that? We were talking about that when we were there.
Did he have his tits out the whole time? Did he have his tits out the whole time?
Yeah. I met Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh!
Nice man.
Was he pleasant?
No.
Oh.
Very bad.
I was going to say, like, was any of it pleasant?
The mornings were lovely, free bagels. Had a great time.
Okay.
Did you meet Mr. Stern?
No.
Oh.
Because he was on vacation.
The whole time?
Yeah, honestly, it was a bad internship. It was the summer, so.
If I had met him, Andrew Dice Clay, now, and he was mean to me, I would say more like the star is mean.
Yeah. Wow. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
Saying it back then, he would not have understood.
I once saw Tig Notaro in the elevator there, which was great.
That's okay. That kind of makes up for it.
When we saw the Tonight Show, we walked out of the building at the same time as Chris Redd.
Also, Chris Redd is like everywhere.
Yeah. A very accessible gentleman.
Yeah, Chris Redd. I walk out the building at the same time as him. Like
he would have like
even when it's not the Tonight Show.
That's probably true.
He would have asked you for money. Guaranteed. okay.